Rosh Hashanah, Perek Gimel, Mishneh Zayin. Ha-tekeh l'soich ha-bor, or l'soich ha-dus, or l'soich ha-pitom. If a person blows a shofar while he's inside of a bor, a pit, or a dus is a cistern, which has some type of walls that are on top of the ground, it seems. Let's say at least part of it is overground. There are walls. And a pitom is a large jug, very large. I guess the person can go inside of it. I guess it fits a genie. I don't know. It's a large jug. So the guy blows a shofar inside of this. Im kol shofar shama yatsa. If he hears the voice of a shofar, he's yatsa. Vim kol havar shama lo yatsa. But if he hears the echo, the voice of the echo, he's not yatsa. So the Rav says that the guy that's inside, he for sure heard the shofar. Because I guess the echo is coming out afterwards. However, the question is, the guy on the outside. So it depends. The way the Rav is mashma, how he learns this, is if he hears the sound of the shofar, he's yotze. But if he hears an echo, he's not yotze. So Kivager brings a rush that this doesn't make sense, because how is the guy on the outside going to know if he hears the shofar, he's hearing an echo? Rather, what the Mishnah means is the guy on the inside, he for sure hears the shofar and he's yotze. Vim kol havara shama, that's talking about the guy on the outside. He for sure hears a kol havara, and the guy on the outside for sure is never yotze. V'chein mi shaya oiver achori beis haknesses. And so too a person that's walking behind the shul, or shahaya beis samach leveis haknesses, or his house is near shul. V'shama kol shofar o kol megillah. And he hears the sound of a shofar, or he hears the sound of a megillah. And the reason that this is now the next continuation of the Mishnah, Taisantiv says, because this is also a case where there are two people in two different places. And there's a person making a sound and a person listening to the sound. So in these cases, where a guy's behind the shul, and he hears a shofar megillah, im kivin libo yatsa. So the guy that's walking behind, or outside the shul, if he has kavana. Now, what does he have kavana for? So the Rav says, lotzeis, to be yotze the mitzvah. Because the Rav holds, mitzvahs tzrichus kavana. You have to have kavana to be yotze the mitzvah. Not just kavana for the action that's done. Meaning, you could learn that kivin libo means to concentrate that you're hearing the sound of a shofar. Lav dafka, that you have to concentrate to be yotze the mitzvah. But the Rav says that you're mechavin to be yotze the mitzvah. Then and only then are you yotze. And the Rav points out also that the person that's blowing the shofar, even though he doesn't see you, or the person that's reading the Megillah in shul, he doesn't even know about the people that are outside the house, he has to have a general kavana to be yotze everybody that hears him. That's what the person blowing the shofar or reading the Megillah always has to have. However, the Rav explains, if it's two people where one person is reading the Megillah and one person's listening, the person that reads the Megillah has to have in mind to be motzi, the person that's listening to him read the Megillah. Vim lav, the Mishnah continues, but if the person that's outside the shul does not have kavana, lo yotze, then he's not yotze. Afal pisha zeh shama v'zeh shama, so you can have two people, even though both of them hear, zeh kivin libo v'zeh lo kivin libo, but it can come out that one of them is yotze and one of them is not. There are two people outside the shul, because one person was mechavin his lev, he concentrated on being yotze, and the other person did not concentrate on being yotze. And that's why he wasn't yotze.